Ever get tired of constantly pulling out your phone? Like, seriously, our pockets are overflowing with tech, but what if we could just, I don't know, interact with it all differently?
What if, like, instead of screens and buttons, our devices could sense us, you know, respond to our presence, our gestures, that kind of thing?
Whoa, sounds like we're stepping into a sci-fi film.
Maybe not as far-fetched as you'd think. This GinSense research is really pointing in that direction. It's all about turning ordinary glasses into, well, surprisingly capable devices.
GinSense. Okay. So we're talking about those Jin's Mimi smart glasses, right? The ones that already have like the eye tracking stuff built in.
Exactly. They use these sensors for eye tracking, a technique called electroculography, or EOG for short. It basically measures these tiny electrical signals that your eye movements produce. But here's the really wild part. They found that when the glasses are just sitting there, not even being worn, you can repurpose those sensors.
Wait, hold up. So you're telling me they do their best work when you're not even wearing them? That's kind of strange. How does that even work?
It all comes down to those electrical signals. See, our bodies are constantly giving them off. They're just super faint. And what GeneSense does is it picks up on those tiny changes in the air's electrical field. It's like almost as if these glasses have this extra sense, you know, one that lets them detect things in a whole new way.
So you're saying my glasses could like sense when I walk into a room? Even if they're like across the way, and it does this without any cameras.
That's the potential here. Like, imagine this. You walk away from your computer, your glasses are just chilling on your desk, and they tell your computer to dim the screen, saves energy, protects your monitor, all without you even, you know, lifting a finger.
Now that is what I call subtle efficiency.
It
But I have a
is.
feeling we're just scratching the surface here. What else can these sensor boosted specs do?
Oh, we're just getting started. Remember how we were talking about those electrical signals our bodies give off? Well, they're not all the same.
You're telling me like it changes if I am,
Yeah,
yeah.
they change based on what you're doing. The signals could
So like
change.
my glasses could tell if I'm doing my best air guitar impression versus, say, reaching for another cup of coffee.
You're not far off. GinSense can pick up on those subtle differences, which means it can detect different hand gestures. Like, think swiping left, right, up, down, all without ever having to touch your phone.
Hold on. Seriously. So I could be like walking down the street, phone in my back pocket. And just like swipe the air to skip to the next song.
Precisely.
Wow.
No more fumbling for your phone, no more awkwardly trying to navigate a touch screen while you're walking. Just smooth, seamless interaction.
Okay, now that I am impressed by. But you know, the real mind bender for me was when we were talking about GinSense being able to tell what something is made of. Like how can it tell the difference between a water bottle and a coffee cup just from these electrical signals?
This is where it gets really wild. Every material, everything around us, it has unique electrical properties. And those properties, even in subtle ways, they affect the electrical field. So when GinSense picks up on those disturbances, it can actually use that to differentiate between materials.
No way.
Yeah.
So what kind of, give me a real world example of this. It doesn't require me to like put on a lab coat.
All right. Imagine this. You walk into your kitchen and your GinSense glasses are just sitting on the counter. And they sense that your water pitcher is almost empty.
Okay.
They could send a notification to your phone reminding you to refill it.
That's either incredibly useful or slightly unnerving. I haven't quite decided which yet.
I can see that. But think about the possibilities. Like, your glasses could recognize when you're running low on groceries just by sensing what's in your pantry. Or imagine a world where your home automatically adjusts the lighting and temperature based on recognizing who's in the room.
Okay. Now we are talking about a whole new level of personalized living. But let's bring it back down to earth for a second. All of these potential applications are so cool, but I have a feeling it's not all smooth sailing from here. There have to be some limitations to what GinSense can do right.
Right.
There have to be some limitations right now with what GinSense can do.
Yeah, the biggest one right now is it actually works best when you're not wearing the glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
That kind of seems backwards.
It does seem a little counterintuitive, but it's all about those electrical signals. Our bodies give off much stronger signals up close, so when you're wearing them, it's almost like the signals from your eye movements and even just your skin, they drown out the subtler signals that are coming from the environment.
Interesting. So all those cool features, like controlling your phone with like a wave of your hand, that only works when my glasses are off.
For now, yeah. But researchers are already looking for ways to overcome this. They're experimenting with different sensor placements, different materials, even trying to shrink the technology down.
Shrink it down.
Yeah.
Are we talking like invisible smart glasses?
Not quite invisible, but if they can miniaturize this tech enough, you could integrate it into other devices, even clothing.
Okay.
Imagine like your shirt sleeve could sense what you're reaching for, or your headphones could tell when you're trying to focus it.
It's kind of hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
We've gone from glasses that can tell what your water pitcher is doing to clothes that have ESP. But it really makes you think.
It does.
If everyday objects could sense and react to us in these really subtle ways.
Right.
What does that mean? Where do we draw the line? Like, do we want a world where our every move, every interaction is being sensed and processed, even if it's meant to make our lives a little bit easier? It's kind of cool, but it's also a little creepy.
It's definitely both. It's a conversation we need to start having now as this technology develops. It's not enough to just invent these things. We have to really decide how we want them to fit into our lives.
Couldn't agree more. It seems like we're not just diving into the depths of some really interesting new tech here.
Yeah.
But some pretty big questions about the future.
Mm.
Definitely something to ponder.
For sure. As with any powerful tool, it's all about understanding it and considering its impact. I think the future is full of possibilities, but it's up to us to shape it responsibly.
Well said. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive for today. For all you listeners out there, as you go about your day, take a moment to think about the objects around you. What if they were just a little bit smarter? Would it be amazing? A little creepy?
Oh.
Or maybe a bit of both? Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.